Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Because of you, America's coming back. It's because of you, our future is bright. It's because of you that tonight we can proudly say the state of our union is strong and getting stronger.
You chanting.
Tonight.
Right, this is the part we all agreed to chant for, though, right? Isn't it? Now? Isn't that what we're supposed to chant? Okay. It's a good rally. It was probably the most well-attended rally Joe Biden's been to in years. come on, you know it's true. He was vigorous and lucid and mostly, and, you know, he only stumbled over a few things and, you know, a lot of what he said wasn't really accurate, but, or, you know, he glossed over some stuff. It took him an hour into the address to even mention the military, which I thought was interesting. And then barely that, only talking about the VA type stuff. But yeah, the speech last night, if the goal of the speech was to reassure Democratic voters that with appropriate prep time and appropriate whatever attention he got behind the scenes, this is the peak of his performance capability. I think that's the most accurate way to say it, because compared against other things that he has said and done recently, this is clearly, you know, it's off the line of averages, let's just say, okay? But as a speech, as a presentation, as a free campaign ad, as a stump speech against, he never named him, former President Donald Trump, his predecessor, I thought that it was good. I mean, if it was the best Biden could have hoped for, frankly, and the best the Democrats could have hoped for. Even with the goofy gaffes about, like, going to Moscow or whatever to get prescription drugs.
Trouble for saying that, but if you want to get an Air Force One and fly to Toronto, Berlin, Moscow, I mean, excuse me, and it, well, even Moscow, probably. And bring your prescription with you, and I promise you I'll get it for you for 40% the cost you're paying now. Same company, same drug, same place.
See, it's not so much that you make mistakes, it's that you are aware of it and you recover from them, and he did that. I mean, as I say, he definitely did that last night. Now, the big, I don't know, controversy, you want to say? The big moment where he had the most flibbity-flatten, I said it, was over immigration, right? Over just this ridiculous claim that he's been good on immigration and getting better.
My team began serious negotiation with a bipartisan group of senators. The result was a bipartisan bill with the toughest set of border security reforms we've ever seen. Oh, you don't think so? Oh, you don't like that bill, huh? That conservatives got together and said it was a good bill? I'll be darned. That's amazing.
And, of course, Marjorie Taylor Greene getting a lot of attention for, you know, heckling him back and raising the appropriate objection.
I'm told my predecessor called members of Congress in the Senate to demand they block the bill. He feels a political win. He viewed it as would be a political win for me and a political loser for him. It's not about him. It's not about me. I'd be a winner. Not really.
Yeah, I don't really know what he was trying even to say there.
I'd be a winner, not really.
And of course, she yells out, what about Lake and Riley? This young girl who was killed, right? And here's where it gets super weird, because he does say her name, but he doesn't say her name.
Lincoln Riley.
Lincoln.
An innocent young woman who was killed.
Lincoln Riley. Lincoln Riley is a football coach. Football or basketball, he's a coach. Anyway, not the wrong name, but at least he said something.
By an illegal.
Oh, wait, what?
That's right. But how many of the thousands of people being killed by illegals?
So his answer is, she was killed by an illegal, but how many thousands of people have been killed by legals? So, see, immigration's good. I mean, the illegal immigrants kill a few, but the legal immigrants are killing thousands.
By an
Here, I'll play the whole clip for you. Just you hear it again. It's amazing.
Lincoln Riley, an innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal. That's right. But how many of the thousands of people being killed by illegals?
Wow.
To her parents, I say, my heart goes out to you, having lost children myself. I understand. But look, if we change the dynamic at the border.
Yeah, whatever. So, you know, he talks about having a two-state solution for Israel. He praises Israel, chastises Hamas, then also chastises Israel, says we're going to build a pier to get boats in on, you know, for supplies into Gaza. That was probably the most interesting policy announcement yesterday, because some of the other stuff was just absurd. $400 a month in a tax credit for people to buy new homes or to upgrade them. Come on now. Come on, man. Tell me you're a socialist without telling me you're a socialist. Somebody complained that I called him a communist earlier. Fair, fair. Socialism is a much more accurate term. And, you know, he got into all of the, you know, I'm old stuff at the end. So what did Katie Britt do in response? I'll tell you in just a second. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
All right. Just have a couple areas of town to talk about right now. Looks like we have at Pine Forest Road and Blue Angel Parkway right at the intersection there. We do have a vehicle crash with roadblock. If you're on I-10 westbound, looks like coming out of Milton, this is going to be just as you get onto the bridge going over the water. There's going to be a roadblock in that area from debris in the roadway. And then in Milton at East Milton Road and Randy Brown Road, we have a vehicle crash with injuries and roadblock there. Otherwise, around town, we're looking pretty good. If you see anything else out there slowing you down, let me know on our traffic tip line. That number is 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. So the Republican response from Katie Britt, who I mean, I know the name, but I just haven't followed D.C. politics the way I used to, because I've been following Tallahassee and Milton and Gulf Breeze and Pensacola much more than I ever had in the past. And frankly, D.C. just makes me angry, so I don't pay as much attention to it as I used to. Plus, you can get that from everybody, right? I mean, that's all over. But Katie Britt, the junior senator from Alabama, gives the response. And honestly, even though I agreed with a lot of what she said, I thought her tone... it seemed false to me. It seemed ginned up and melodramatic. But the things that she did say, I thought were appropriate.
We know that President Biden didn't just create this border crisis. He invited it with 94 executive actions in his first 100 days.
Yeah, he is responsible for the border and...
Mr. President, enough is enough. Innocent Americans are dying, and you only have yourself to blame.
I mean, he bought the border problem by all the changes he made coming into office. I totally agree with that analysis. And for him to now act like it's Republicans who are getting in the way of fixing what he broke, it's amazing. I mean, it's really amazing.
The American people are scraping by while President Biden proudly proclaims that Bidenomics is working. Goodness, y'all. Bless his heart. We know better.
Yeah, I don't think everybody in the North and the West is going to get that one, but yeah, that was appropriate.
Let's be honest. It's been a minute since Joe Biden pumped gas, ran a carpool, or even pushed a grocery cart. Meanwhile, the rest of us see our dollar, and we know it doesn't go as far. We see it every day.
So she went on, and again, I thought, I mean, for being like 17 minutes long, it was okay. I just felt like it was a performance more than it was connected to me. Maybe you heard it differently, but...
Right now, our commander-in-chief is not in command. The free world deserves better than a dithering and diminished leader.
Overwritten, you know, freshman essay stuff. I'm not really sure, but just like I said, just something about it seemed very inauthentic to me. Like somebody trying really hard to sound authentic, you know, that's kind of the tone I got.
Just ask yourself, are you better off now than you were 3 years ago?
That's a good question, but I will say this. It is hard to do the response speech. I don't think I've ever really seen one done well. It's just degrees of bad. It's almost like they ought to not do it. But there you go. That was a response speech from junior senator from Alabama, Katie Britt. 720 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson. This weekend is daylight savings time. Be sure to set your clocks ahead 1 hour so that you don't miss church this Sunday. The idea of daylight savings is simply to enjoy the daylight wisely. Jesus said in John 9:4, and I quote, "I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work." He then explains that he is the light of the world. Morally, our world seems to be getting darker and darker, yet the sinless Son of God remains the bright shining light, offering redemption to the world. Interestingly, in Matthew 5:16, Christians are called to be light. As we think about daylight savings time, I want to encourage you to let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that is Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry. Gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. They're on Creighton Road, right across from Tom Thumb. Emerald Coast Coins.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world. But what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Monday at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. This Monday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Ocean Man, take me by the hand, lead me to the land that you understand. Ocean Man, the voyage to the corner of the globe is a real trip.
Good morning, 7:23 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and we're back with Dave Greenwood. He is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. And with the towers up and the tryouts coming, we resume our Friday connections with Dave Greenwood, or sometimes AJ when Dave is out. Dave, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, thank you, Andrew. Good to talk to you, and happy Friday.
Great to talk to you. First things first, we got guards back at the beach, right?
Yes, we began our first day in the towers March 1st, which was last Friday, so we're back in the towers, I'm happy to say.
And slightly different hours, though, coming up this weekend, is that right?
Yeah, well, right now we're 9 to 5, since we're on that
standard
that time change that went into effect last fall. But we spring forward this Saturday evening, we spring forward. So we'll be in the towers Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily.
10 to 6 daily on Sunday, starting Sunday, because of, you guys have to be there when the daylight is out, when people are coming, not just because it happens to be the hour of the day on the clock. You also, Saturday, have tryouts, right? People want to be guards or want to find out about whether they might be able to be guards. What do they do?
Well, to digress in our topic, let's go back. I just want to emphasize that we have lifeguards at Casino Beach only because it's just available staffing, and we start out with Casino Beach, and then we branch out as we get closer into the season. We do have tryouts, at 11 o'clock at UWF Aquatic Center. Information is on our website at PensacolaBeachLifeguards.com.
Very good. And thank you for the reminder, because it's always a gradual rollout of more and more guards over the course of time, and this is the first only implementation. And then last thing, always, what are the conditions going to be like this weekend?
Well, it's a little bumpy out here right now. Surf is going to build throughout the day. We're going to start out with the yellow flag. There is a red current in the morning.
Dave, I cannot understand you. I think it's a wind problem, but you want to try it one more time, what we're looking at for flags this weekend?
Yellow flags this weekend, Andrew, and then probably going into Sunday, it should be a great work we're anticipating.
Outstanding. Dave Greenwood is Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, it's one of my favorite things to be able to say whenever we talk with you. Thank you for keeping our beaches safe for the visitors and for the locals. Man, I appreciate the work. We'll talk to you again next Friday.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you next Friday.
You bet. 7:25, Jake's got traffic on the fives. Jake?
All right. Not seeing any major slowdowns or accidents to report to this morning. We do have a couple areas we are watching right now. This is going to be, well, they just disappeared. Okay, there we go. Pine Forest Road at Blue Angel Parkway, right in that intersection. We do have a vehicle crash with roadblock there. And in Milton, at East Milton Road and Randy Brown Road, there is a roadblock caused by a vehicle crash with injuries there. And I had a report earlier of I-10, just as you're about to get over Escambia Bay there, headed westbound out of Milton. There was some debris in the roadway headed westbound reported there. Otherwise, around town, Highway 98 is looking good through Gulf Breeze and Navarre. Highway 29 south through Cantonment is clear. Chase Street, Gregor Street, Garden Street, Palafox, all checking in good. If you see anything out there slowing you down on our roadways and you want to report it, call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
I'm pretty impressed you managed to say Highway 98 is looking clear. That's not when you get to practice a lot.
I do not get to say that a lot. Yes, that's, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jake, thanks so much for the update. Hey, if you have a company, you have employees, you got to deal with benefits, payroll, HR, you know, health insurance, dental, vision, life, and disability. These are things that typically business owners don't love having to deal with. I mean, it's good for your employees. You need it for recruiting and retention, but it's just not fun. You know, you didn't get into business to manage the red tape. You got into business to do the thing you love to do, that you're good at, that you're growing with. Well, Torgerson Causey is here to help. They are a comprehensive employee benefits agency. They've been doing this locally for more than 25 years. They're great at it. I know, because we've been using them at Cat Country and News Radio for about 7 years, and just wonderful. Wonderful people, very responsive to questions and plans we had choices on that we just never had before. So I'm a double thumbs up for Torgerson Causey. They're fantastic. 433-9996, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. David Wayne in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, a bill that could ban TikTok in the U.S. is advancing out of committee. The House Energy and Commerce Committee unanimously voted to advance the bill yesterday. If it gets passed into law, ByteDance would have about 5 months to sell TikTok before the ban goes into effect. How about the real news coming out of yesterday, Andrew? George Santos is running for Congress again.
Of course.
He made that announcement on X yesterday during the State of the Union address. He wrote that he's going to challenge Nick LaLota for his congressional seat in Long Island. He's switching districts to run against LaLota. He's already filed with the FEC. Santos, of course, still facing a trial in September if he doesn't take a plea deal before then on 23 different federal charges.
Let me say just one name to all the naysayers who think it can never happen. Are you ready?
All right.
Marion Barry.
Yep.
There it is. Or what, Rob Ford, or, I mean, you know, I mean, there's been a lot of examples of politicians who manage to come back, and some who don't, but many who do. Go ahead, sir.
And to celebrate 85 years of Batman, there's a new Lego set being released of the Gotham City skyline. Lego announced Thursday that they're now creating a recreation of Gotham City as it appears in Batman, the animated series. This new Lego set will include the Bat Signal and several characters, Catwoman, the Joker, Harley Quinn, and, of course, Batman. It's got more than 4,000 pieces to step on in the middle of the night. So
that is the primary way that all of us engage with anything from Batman. Oh, yeah, my computer on. It's all right. No, turn it. There you go.
I'm vengeance.
There you go. That's what the Legos are saying in the middle of the night to your feet. David, thanks so much for the update. 729 on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? If you are thinking about buying or selling a home and you're trying to figure out what to do, and get good input, right? Just get good input. I know a lot of times it's like the decision before the decision, you know, because you want to find out if you should even be thinking about this, because maybe now is a terrible time for you. I don't know. Maybe what you want to do market-wise or location-wise doesn't really work for you. I don't know. But Christina Leavenworth will. She's the one who can help you figure out all of that stuff. She's an expert, sells 175 homes last year. That's more than three a week, which is amazing. And loves meeting new people and talking to them and helping them walk through these issues and thinking about what are your questions, what are better questions, you know, what's the market doing, what you want to do with it, all that. And whether it's buying or selling or both, excellent resource. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. Let's see. What else is going on? Dairy Queen's bringing back the cherry dip cones for a limited time, apparently, if that's your thing. I'm into the butterscotch caramel more than the chocolate, which I always feel like it's a hit or miss whether I'm going to be able to get that. Oh, and some Americans who are struggling to pay their heating bills and not making enough money have turned to romantic activity as a form of generating heat instead of paying the power bill.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. President Biden delivered his State of the Union last night, addressing concerns about his age.
I know it may not look like it, but I've been around a while.
He took shots at former President Trump without mentioning him by name and said democracy is at stake in this year's election.
I know the American story. Again and again, I've seen the contest between competing forces and the battle for the soul of our nation.
Now, the speech by the oldest U.S. president ever was met with a response from the youngest ever Republican woman elected to the Senate, Alabama Senator Katie Britt, who told Fox and Friends this morning.
President Biden is not interested in bringing people together, and he's also not interested in creating real solutions.
Former President Donald Trump also told Fox News Digital that President Biden clearly, quote, suffers from a terminal case of Trump derangement syndrome. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It is 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. 65 degrees right now. Mostly cloudy skies in Pensacola. Negotiations continuing between Escambia County and Beulah Town Center LLC on the OLF 8 property. District 1 Commissioner Jeff Burgosh was in favor of moving forward with the sale.
We've been living this thing since 2015 when I ran. You guys even longer. And along the way, you know, we've done a lot. We've had a lot of meetings. We've had a lot of town halls. We've had a lot of folks come to the meetings and tell us what they wanted. We've compromised. And now we're at a point where we have an offer on the table that really would give us all a win.
And other commissioners did still have a few issues with the deal, including who would fund a main road running through the development. The developer did offer $22 million for 290 acres of the property, allowing the county to keep 250 acres to use for job creation. The developer says the county should fund the main road because it's mostly needed because of their intention to create an industrial park on the portion of land they're keeping. Commissioners and county staff will be meeting to make requests for future negotiations, and that issue is expected to come back to the Board of Commissioners here in early April. The Pensacola Beach Fishing Pier should be reopening sooner rather than later.
That's tracking along pretty good. We're hoping by the end of the month and maybe the first or second week of April. Been tracking hard, working hard, so it's looking good, and so we're making good progress there.
Escambia County Administrator Wes Moreno giving that update this week. Repairs on the pier began back in December. It's undergoing some repairs from damage caused by Hurricane Sally, as well as some other upgrades, and it's expected to be done by early next month. Local business owner accused of dealing in stolen property. 52-year-old Matas Cosse, the owner of Cosse's Place and Cosse's Corner Shack in Milton, was arrested last Friday on a total of 19 different charges, including several counts of dealing in stolen property and several counts of using a two-way device to facilitate a felony. He's since been released on $182,000 bond. According to the arrest report, the allegations come from Mississippi, where officials say there have been multiple thefts of high-value equipment, including John Deere tractors, trailers, and golf carts. The Florida Senate has unanimously passed a bill requiring the Department of Health to take immediate action when beach or public bathing waters aren't safe.
DOH must issue health advisories within 24 hours in cases where the water quality of beach waters or public bathing places fail to meet the standards. They're also empowered to demand the closure, and that must stay in place until any advisories are lifted.
And that is bill sponsor Senator Lori Berman, and she says it's important residents and tourists know if our waters present any health risks. She says lack of accountability has made headlines, and that is bad for tourism. And a trip to Japan, off to an unsettling start for some Osceola County residents. A plane that was headed from San Francisco to Japan yesterday apparently had to turn around after it lost a wheel. The school district says 15 students from Gateway High School and their chaperones were on board. The United Airlines jet was able to safely land in Los Angeles. Nobody was hurt. A school district official says that the school's principal was in close communication with the group throughout the entire ordeal. It is 7:35 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Jake, what are you seeing?
I'm not seeing anything out there on our roadways to report this morning. Everything is looking good. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is flowing smoothly. We're seeing our normal morning slowdown a little bit there, westbound heading through Tiger Point, but really not bad for this time of morning. Otherwise, around town, Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace is clear. If you're on Highway 29 south through Cantonment, not seeing any issues there. Looks like Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox, all checking in clear. No delays on Burgess or Olive. And no slowdowns on Cervantes. Bayfront Parkway also checking in with no delays. If you do see anything out there on our roadway slowing us down, you can always call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to start the day off very cloudy. Temperatures warming up in the afternoon to 70 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms move in as we head into the late afternoon through the evening hours. A few storms could be strong. Overnight tonight, storms continue, low near 67. We'll have a few storms lingering into the early morning hours on Saturday. Once again, severe threat a possibility. High near 76 degrees on by Saturday afternoon. Low Saturday night near 52. This is Brooke. We are going to start the day off.
All right, not sure what happened there, but it's 7:36 at News Radio, and right now 65 degrees in Pensacola, 63 in Gulf Breeze, 56 in Milton. Your next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The Labor Department is set to release the February employment report at 8:30 this morning. Dow Jones Consensus estimates a job growth of 198,000 for last month and for the unemployment rate to hold steady at 3.7%. If the forecast is close to accurate, it would mark a considerable downshift from January's explosive growth of 353,000, but still represent a fairly vibrant labor market. Shares of Rivian Automotive surged 13% yesterday after the carmaker unveiled three new vehicles. The Amazon-backed company debuted the R2 SUV, a smaller version of the R1 SUV that can go more than 300 miles on a single charge. It will start at $45,000 and will go on sale in the first half of 2026. Fewer details were supplied regarding the R3 and the R3X, but it will be cheaper than the $70,000 price point. Futures are slightly lower. That's your money now.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
We'll go with a little jump there instead. I don't know what happened there.
Jump scared me.
By Judiciary Committee and Representative Grant, CS for House Bill 1563, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Construction Contracting.
Representative Grant, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is the contractor fraud bill we discussed on Friday.
Oh, you have my attention. This is Michael Let's see. Michael Beltran explaining the bill on contractor fraud, what they're trying to do, especially after what we saw with local contractor fraud here. This is HB 1563.
It's actually very similar to the regulatory scheme that us lawyers have, that we have to take, if someone pays us money to do a case, we have to take that money. And if it's not earned on receipt or it's not a flat fee or something, we have to deposit that into what we call our trust or our IOLTA account. And that's used to keep us honest.
So the idea is, we talked about this a little bit with Alex Andrade last hour, is you have to put it into an account. You can only use it for that account. You can't just take it from one person here and use it to pay off the people for that job over there.
Unfortunately, a lot of people have had bad experiences with these home contractors. They'll do what everyone's afraid people like me do, which is they'll take the money and then they don't do the work, or they don't do the work properly, or they don't do the work quickly. They'll go and do some other work. And this happens again and again, and it's gotten to the point, frankly, where I've done a couple of these cases. And I've always found it ironic. I take the money, I put it into the IOLTA account the way I'm supposed to. But the guy who I'm suing, the guy who caused me to have to do this case on behalf of my client, he's not subject to the same requirements that I am.
Now, I know the way he started that was a little bit weird, because it made it sound like he's in violation thing. No, as a lawyer, he's required to do this. What he's saying is that contractors are not required to do this, and they should be, because that would prevent some of the stuff that, you know, has happened, right?
It's because it takes a while to do this work. It takes a while to do a case. If you're litigating a case, it takes a while to fix somebody's pool or fix somebody, do an addition to somebody's house. And there's this temptation to essentially rob Peter to pay Paul, that you get money from one guy, you spend that money on something, then you have to get money from the next guy to finish the work for the previous guy, and so on and so forth. And I even got to the point, I deposed one of these contractors one time in one of these cases, and he admitted to me that's his regular business practice. And it's, in fact, industry standard for some of these smaller contractors to essentially rob Peter to pay Paul. And they don't see any problem with it.
Except that when things don't work out right, then all of a sudden they're behind, and it's like an internal Ponzi scheme, right? And that's the problem. That's why you have these catastrophic cascade of failures, right? And then he went on and just kind of said, look, there is a provision in the bill that allows them to ask you to waive their practice.
Now, there is a waiver provision of this bill, but I'm speaking to, I guess, if anyone's watching on the Florida Channel and to anyone who's sitting here, if anyone ever asks you to waive the provisions of this good bill, that should raise all sorts of red flags for you. That should tell you everything that you need to know about their financial security and their likelihood of completing the job.
Yeah, if the contractor's like, you know, hey, there's this requirement that I put all of your money in an escrow account that I can only use for your project, but can you sign this waiver that allows me not to have to follow that? Sure, no. I'll find a different contractor. And that's obvious, and I'm glad he said it. Back to the bill sponsor, Grant.
We have been dealing with this issue for 30 years. Not just in Southwest Florida, but across the state of Florida. This is a step in the right direction, and I urge you to vote up.
They did. 112-0. Amen. The other bill that you heard David talking a little bit about, this one on the bottom of the hour news, he was talking about it on the Senate side. The day before on the House side, Peggy Gossett-Seidman brought forward HB 165 for a vote. This is the water quality bill.
By Health and Human Services Committee, Water Quality Supply and Treatment Subcommittee, Representative Gossett-Seidman and Representative Cross and others, CS for House Bill 165, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Sampling of Beach Waters and Public Bathing Spaces.
Representative Gossett-Seidman, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We do not have this statute in place, though many people think we do.
That's an important note. This is not a current law, although most people think that it is.
We clear our swimming waters for sharks, but not for contaminations of sewage, oil, and anything else. This bill will require municipalities, counties, and the state to share information about it.
Good. How many times have you heard about people didn't know that the water was bad in a certain area? Well, this is going to require within 24 hours that any municipality or county tell us where the water's bad in some place.
About because of three incidents. When I was a town commissioner, we had contamination in the water with kids swimming. We were never advised at the town. Number two, a constituent of mine got Vibrio while swimming, and no beach signs were posted. She required plastic surgery and is still recovering. Number three, I jumped into a contamination last July 4th. unknowingly thousands of people in the water, three restaurants affected, and a harbor master had to call it in, not the officials of the city.
Now, look, it's true. You can, you know, even, you know, 12 hours, right, you'd still be under the notification requirement. You can get Vibrio from all kinds of situations. It's not going to solve everything, but the point is that you have, you know, municipalities that just don't even tell you when stuff is contaminated. And, you know, you find out weeks later or somebody gets sick. And, I mean, that's ridiculous. Lindsey Cross, a Democrat. Peggy Gossett-Seidman is a Republican. Lindsey Cross, a Democrat. This is a wildly bipartisan bill brought forward almost entirely by female legislators in the House and the Senate, by the way.
Members, when we pass this bill today, we are going to prevent unnecessary human illness and potentially even death. Besides nutrients, fecal bacteria is the top source of pollution in water bodies around the state. It is an indicator of human or animal waste, whether from leaky septic systems, animal production, or the all-too-common sewage spills. Last year, more than 1.43 billion gallons of raw sewage was dumped into our waters, tainting our beaches and making them unsafe for swimming. Members of the public are not being notified of these dangers, putting them at risk. This lack of accountability has also made national headlines, which, quite frankly, is pretty darn bad for tourism.
It's bad for us and bad for them, absolutely. We'll come back and finish this up in a second. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
Okay, we're looking pretty good on our roadways. We do have one slowdown to tell you about. This is going to be Avalon Boulevard right at I-10 eastbound exit right there. As you're getting off of Avalon trying to get on I-10 eastbound, we have a vehicle crash with roadblock reported there. I already see some major slowdown getting southbound on Avalon at the moment. Otherwise, around town, we're not looking too bad. Highway 98 is looking good. Not showing any delays on Pine Forest or in Carr City. Davis Highway is clear from the I-10 overpass through Creighton, Britton, Fairfield, and we're looking good from 12th Avenue through to Palafox and W Street. If you see anything else out there slowing you down on our roadways, let us know on our traffic tip line. That number is 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Back to the water quality bill, HB 165, which both the House and the Senate, I think both unanimously approved this. Democrat Lindsey Cross talking about the value here and the dangers involved.
Fecal matter in the water can cause a range of serious health concerns, from gastrointestinal and respiratory illnesses to skin rashes and eye and nose irritation. Some diseases in sewage, including hepatitis A, Giardia, or even Vibrio bacteria, can even cause death.
And the point of this bill simply is public notice so that people can make informed decisions about safety issues. Back to the bill's sponsor. Cindy Stevenson, not a sponsor, one of the co-signers, I think.
Public safety is part of our job. And when we have information that is going to improve public safety, it should certainly be communicated. I hope that your bill improves public safety and also encourages local governments to identify problems that are causing these repeat spills so we can get them fixed.
Great. Unanimously passed. Hope it makes a difference. Hope it improves and, you know, protects people's health and protects people's lives. Good for the entire state of Florida. See, these are some of these bills, you know, they don't make big news because they're not super controversial, but like the contractor fraud one and that water quality one, I think those are significant bills. And I hope they work the way they're supposed to work. 749 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you look at your lawn in July and say to yourself, yes, great, keep doing what you're doing. But if you looked at your lawn last July and you're like, stop looking at that. Let's look over here. There's nothing to see here. It's terrible. Well, okay. If you're going to get the same results by doing the same things, wonderful. If you want to get different results, you got to do different things. What's a different thing you could do? You give NSEC a call, give them a call today, have them come out and take a look at your lawn. They'll do a survey assessment. They'll take a soil sample. They'll decide what are the appropriate amendments that your particular lawn needs. Eight times a year, they're going to come to it with timed program targeted things to get your lawn growing now, pre-emergent, take care of that stuff with the weed control, broadleaf and grassy weed control, turf damaging insect control and fungicide, all of that stuff. Because you've got to start early to get the results you want in the summer. July is too late, right? That's too late to really take care of that stuff. So NSEC also, they, you know, have a landscaping program. You can sign up today. You get your first lawn application free with any new annual lawn program. That includes that initial soil sample and lime treatment on an average size yard. Find out more or sign up or schedule an appointment today at NSEC, ENSEC.net.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Join Stefan Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials, and everyone's favorite Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton and New Warrington Road in Pensacola. See you at David's.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
I attended prom with Susan Hoffler. Picked her up in my truck, we slow danced to a Merle Haggard song, and then I left early to go to my shift at the quarry. I was 12 years old. Never went again. Felt like I had outgrown it.
Miami Beach telling spring breakers it's over in a cheeky new PSA. The party hotspot announcing strict new guidelines this month. With massive crowds already seen converging on South Florida's beaches, could authorities crack down even more?
Did you see any of this stuff about what Miami Beach is doing for spring break? I mean, they're saying stay away.
One thing's already clear. Those flocking to South Beach for some fun in the sun are aware that the rules are going to be very different this year.
If you plan on coming to Miami Beach for spring break, don't do it. All of the streets are blocked down here. Do not come down here.
The city's high-profile campaign to break up with spring break.
This isn't working anymore.
And it's not us. It's you.
Includes videos like this.
You can expect things like curfews, bag checks, and restricted beach access.
DUI checkpoints, $100 parking.
All of it coming after violence and bad behavior marred the last few years.
Yeah, you remember what spring break has looked like the last couple of years in South Beach?
Police trying to monitor seas of out-of-control partiers on Ocean Drive. And gunshots that have prompted stampedes and claimed lives. During spring break last year alone, Miami Beach police made 573 arrests and impounded more than 100 firearms. 2 fatal shootings, including one on Ocean Drive, led to a curfew and a state of emergency.
So you are seeing that rarest of things, tourism dollars being spent to dissuade tourists from coming. I mean, that's, but I don't, you can't disagree with them. It's like spring break is the problem nobody really wants to have, right? Except for, what, maybe bars and hotels? Maybe. 7:54 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Sorry.
I caught you off guard.
You did catch
me. I went at the wrong time. Let's look at what I did.
Hey, that is all right, though. Alabama Senator Katie Britt delivered the Republican response to the State of the Union last night. She said Americans deserve a leader who isn't, quote, dithering and diminished. Of course, you've been doing a great job covering that. I've enjoyed your commentary all morning, Andrew.
I just get so frustrated. This is why I probably don't. It's good that I don't do as much D.C. coverage because nothing pushes me into angry, sarcastic, conservative talk show host mode than that. That's absolutely what does it.
The annual South by Southwest Music Festival is going on down in Austin, or over in Austin, Texas. A number of artists were supposed to play that event, but apparently there's some boycotts going on in solidarity with the Palestinians. They're protesting the festival, partnering with the U.S. Army. And earlier this morning, I looked up some of the artist names. I believe one of them was Squirrel Flower, that won't be there this this festival.
That's the best.
That's the best. It really is. David, thanks thanks so flower. Much for the update. 7:55 News Radio 92.3. Jake's got traffic for us.
I don't even want to describe what that brings to mind when I hear those two words together. All right. Well, we're looking pretty good on our roadways. This traffic report brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Seeing some slowdown Highway 29 South through Inslee, and we do have at Avalon Boulevard, right at the exit for I-10 eastbound in Milton, we have a vehicle crash with roadblock there. I'm seeing some pretty hefty slowdowns on Avalon headed south toward I-10 in Milton. If you see anything else out there on our roadways, let me know. Call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. Knox, knocks them out. I'm Jake Squirrelflower with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, brand new advertiser on the show, brand new restaurant here in town, Pounders Hawaiian Grill. Man, I seriously, like, this is the restaurant that my family begs me to go to. It's a birthday. Can we go to Crestview, Dad? It's a little far. You know, like, we're coming home from the Orlando. We're coming home from Grandma's house in, you know, Amelia Island. We're coming, whatever. Can we stop at Pounders? Yes, we can stop at Pounders. Yes, we can stop. It's just fantastic food. And every time I go and we get full up fed, and then I go into the kitchen, I say, when are you coming to Pensacola? Because you would do great in Pensacola. And they're always like, we're working on it. We're working on it. We're working on it. Done. They're here. They're open. The grand opening officially is tomorrow. They are open today, though. 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7175 North Davis Highway in the old Dickies right across from Academy Sports. Okay, right at University Mall. It's just fantastic food. Hawaiian, fast casual. You know, you choose how many meats you want, how many sides you want, but you know, you order by the size. I am a big fan of the teriyaki steak, the teriyaki chicken, the Kalua pig. All of it is outstanding. And like I said, they are here now. And every time I bring this up on the radio, I get like four texts. Oh my God, Pounders! You know, like, yes, exactly. You're going to love it. 7:57 on News Radio 92.3. Never did get a chance to cover some of the Saturday Night Live clips from Saturday last week, but they're funny. We'll do it.
Mississippi Republican Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith blocked a bill that would protect access to in vitro fertilization because, as they say in Mississippi, if you're having trouble conceiving, just try with a different cousin.
Man, we love you, Mississippi.
In an interview, Senator Mitt Romney said that he will not vote for Donald Trump over Joe Biden. Now, some of you may remember Mitt Romney. A new report shows that South Korea now has the world's lowest birth rate, despite the efforts of South Korean entertainer Nick Kan-un.
Yeah!
A new trend among parents is to choose baby names that sound cool as TikTok handles. Great news for little baby Trick Shot COVID Hoax.
Last one, I promise. This one's a little bit of a visual, but I think you'll get the joke.
Flacco, the beloved owl that escaped from the Central Park Zoo, died last week after he flew into a building. Flacco will be remembered for his famous last words, "Oh, cool, another owl."
As a reflection, and I mean, it's just, come on, it's a little bit mean. It's a lot mean, but it's still a little bit funny. Hey, coming up next hour, we have The Wrap. Mike Kimbrell and Josh Newby will be here. We have the Transgressive Memorial Service, the late service. Find out what got canceled this weekend. Movie reviews with Julio Diaz coming up next. Stick around.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.